Just bring their own food, and they'll bring their own dishwashing. So the foam caterers take all the dirty dishes and put them into cartons and take them home again. Mm-hmm. And not so foam caterers, right, buy the Igros Moshe and find a heter to use the same machine. Even the kosher hotels, they have milchiks and fleishiks. They don't have separate dishwashers for milchiks and fleishiks. So our sugya of washing milchiks and fleishiks together, right, is the basic moko for resolving that shaila. Let me just get my yodaya. As a simon for not manat. Not manat is better known for the shaila of washing dishes together. We don't have too many real shailas of not manat in most homes. The great shaila b'di'evit, but don't get much shailas. Here we have shaila sachatchila. Can you lachatchila rely on not manat there in the case of washing milchiks and fleishiks and even treif and kosher? Okay. What happened to the this thing? I had the original. I must have left it there in the office. First, the case of Dogum Sholo Bekoa. We had already two, three times. Dogum Shen is Bashlo O Shenitzel Bekdeil. Watch careful the Loshel Machabe here. It's not our language of our Gemara, Dogum Sholo Bekoa. But even Shenitzlo Nizbashlo, okay? Bekdeil Shol Boso, Rechutze Yofe, well washed, shen shumon dovigbo, so leave the be'en shaila out. We had the be'en shaila on the sakin, right? Sakin had that component, but here we're assuming on the way the Gemara learns, sam kelim, right, on the kiyim heim, therefore that's not the shaila. Mutol le'ochlam bekusach. Meshuv and Dehave no sentam ba no sentam dehetela. Now you have, and we're assuming it's a ben yomo, of course, right? Therefore, you have nesinas tam of the kedera into the dog, nesinas tam of the dog into the kutach, right? Is there a transfer tam to the kutach tas? The sugi in the Gemara, dogim sha'olu bikora, don't mix up the two, has different parameters. What's Dogum Sholo Bekoa there? You had a hot fish taken out of a neutral pot put into a Koova Shel Cholov, Koova Shel Boso, Koova Basari. And now you want to eat that fish with kutach, with melechiks. There you have what? The not ba not over there is the korog got nesinas tam somehow. The nesinas tam went into the fish. Right? I already have my not ba not already covered. Shaleh can eat it with kusach. All right, watch, it's a little, here the Mechaber is introducing a more what, vibrant transfer of tam, because you have the fish has actually been cooked in a kedera ben yomo. Okay, we'll see the Ramah wants to object to that. Then, you deal with regular beetle. What's a beetle? If, how you measure that, no one tells you. Although, in the tshuva, we have a hint at how it could be measured. Right? Presume a layer of bosso of shuman on the kli. Granted, as we'll see, the cheshbon that most achrayim use is 1/30th of the width of the pot itself. Right, that's how much will be occluded on the surface, and that could be bought in the dog. The dog is 60 times more than that. Second case, before we get to the Ramah, Beitzo shenizbashla b'mayim b'kedera cholevis, you made hard-boiled eggs in a milchika pot that was used that day, and you want to use the hard-boiled eggs to stuffing in a chicken. Mutol also is also betocha tanagolas, afilu lechatchila. Avol im nizbashlo bekedera imboso. That's not the sinas tam. That's not tam balua. That's tam from the mamosha shalboso, right? You cook the egg in the cholt. You made svarda shecholt. What's svarda shecholt? Chamim. What's chamim?
Like
what's chamim by the svarda?
Cut of meat.
Huh? Egg. Egg cooked all night. I mean, only egg cooked all night. Nothing else in there. We also occasionally put eggs in the cholt. Some people like it, so throwing a few eggs there, but that comes with potatoes and meat and so on. But Sfaradim have their Kabbalah, that Chamin, based upon what? We have a Edus HaMisrach representative here? No, anyone know what's the reason?
For eggs?
For life?
Yeah?
Life?
No.
Korban Chagiga?
So, based on the Gemara Beyer, Kol Kebetza, Betza Tova Hemena. Anything the size of an egg is more nutritious. An egg is best. So then, quote Shabbos, they want to use the best. Right? The egg is the best. Okay? So now I have what? A pleshke egg. What was pleshke egg? It was protected, had a shell on it. See that? Afilu l'chatrila, right? Beitzer shizbasha b'mayim hirolevis. Mutal also sometimes I go to feel the chatchila. That's because it's a kedera cholevis. Right? Avol im nizbashla b'kedera im boso. Afilu b'klipa, even though it has a shell in it. Also lochla b'kusa. Why? The shell is no protection. Therefore, the egg is fleshik. So you can't eat it with milchiks, of course. But you told me before that not by not would be mutter. That's not by not. That's here you have the egg is cooked with meat. The egg is, well, no shishim of the egg against the meat. The egg is fresh and clear, no problem. The chiddush only here is the klipa doesn't protect. But v'yesh machmirim b'tzli u'bishul leso nosen tam ba nosen tam. They don't want to extend the Gemara of dogim she'olu bikora to dogim she'nizbashlo Kedera. Again, the Gemara Dogim Sha'olu Bikara was a Freshika dinner plate, right? A Freshika dinner plate. However, it became Freshik, right? But it now has in it Bosa Balua. I go ahead and I put on the hot fish, so I have the tam that went into the plate, now goes into the fish, so it's nos and tam, ba, nos and tam. It doesn't make it fleshy. Therefore, you can eat the fish with sour cream, with yogurt. But here, it's not that. Here you have a more robust transfer of tam. Why? It was nisbashel. It's the same nat ba nat. Again, I cooked it, instead of putting it in a freshika dish, I cooked it in a freshika pot, benyomu. So now the fish has tam boso. Now the tam boso, right, has to be transferred over to the kutach, to the yogurt. Nat ba nat, right, is muto. He said, no. All you have a raya is the nat ba nat of a blio from a klisheni. But you don't have a case of blio from a klirishon. Therefore, yesh machmirim, betzlio ubishul, leso nosentam ba nosentam.
So,
v'haminog, leso lechatchila, but you have a mutter b'cholin.
So the ma'isa b'chadchila bishul by a not bar not is usher.
No. Yeah, that's this. Let me better remember examples. Okay, remember examples. The halacha will say clear in your mind. Your mother cooked up a pot of rice. Your mother cooked up a pot of lakshin, or pot of spaghetti, or you people eat
at some
stage of your life, live on pasta, right? So, right, a pot of spaghetti, or a pot of lakshin spaghetti, in a freshika pot. That was a benyomo, right? Now she wants to use that spaghetti to make a cheese casserole or something. According to the Mechaber, it would be perfectly okay. According to the Ramah, with Yesh Machmirim, Lechatchila it's also. But the Eved is also more than it's mutter.
But if it was just Alu Kedera, even according to the Ramah, it'd be mutter.
I'm sorry?
If it was just Alu Kedera, it wasn't Nispashal Kedera. The spaghetti. It was just.
Yeah, no. That's,
then it'd be mutter.
It'd be also. It'd be also to do it.
I thought the Ramah was saying lechatchila if it was nispashel.
Yeah.
But if it was just alu, meaning it just was held in there or.
Oh, no, they don't. Because they're not alu. They're using a word that's misleading. Alu bikaora nispashel bikadera. Bikadera is a klirisho. A kora is a klisheni.
Ah, okay.
Okay, what he's saying is that, I mean, using physical constants, more time goes in to the parabe component if it's cooked together, than rather it's only olum in kind. Even though we say there is transfer. A double gush, that's a klirisha, from a klirisha and goes on to a freshika dinner plate. Yeah, there is nesinas tam. But that nesinas tam only came from a nesinas tam. Therefore, a nesinas tam, once removed, it doesn't have a halachic consequence. Get your who's on first, what's on second. Get your team.
Yeah, but then why does the Gemara give the example of olu instead of nispashel?
That is the I think the moko, that's why I started to say, be careful, watch out. That thing is the moko for the chumra. And the chumra is the ravon. The ravon, you don't take him lightly. Okay, the ravon was like among the Rishonim was like Rabbi Yochanan among the Amoraim. You assume that's the Psak Halacha. Okay, now go. V'dafke lechol im cholov v'habosar asmo. The issue is, even though, right, we have the chumre, that's the chumre not to eat it with kutach, because it was cooked in a preshika pot, you shouldn't eat it with sour cream, with yogurt, whatever that yamaychal is, right? Or fakert, it was milchik, with the meat, right? Avo litnam v'kli shalahem muter l'chatchila. We're not careful. I can take this fish that was cooked in a freshika pot. No, I got to put it in the refrigerator. All I have available conveniently is a milchik container. No problem. To go ahead and give it into the kli, I don't worry about maybe the kli wasn't clean. I don't worry about kovush from a kli. We don't worry too much about kovush from a kli, as we'll see. There. Okay. V'chein im lo nisbashlu. Right? Now we go back to Agemara. V'chein im lo nisbashlu o nitzlu tchila. Then the time wasn't transferred by Bishul or Tzliya. Rak olu b'kli shel bosor. There muto lochla memachol vasmo. V'chein lehepach. Who put the apprentices in Svoras Atzmo? Meaning he's not quoting the Ravan. But the Ravan didn't say anything against it. Why assume that the Ravan won't agree? I mean, Ravan came and added to the Gemara, added this other phase of Bishul, right, instead of just Olu. V'chein, im hoya kli sedesbashu nitzabo livgam, shlo hoya ben yomo. Naturally. Remember, the sugya starts with kli ben yomo. If it's not a ben yomo, no gim heter lechatchila locha mamin hasheni. Then comes another delimitation of this halacha. V'chol ze k'shamachol ein odo v'chorif, avol im hoya odo v'chorif. Gan shenizbashlo dvorim charifim bekli shel bosor. Afilu eino ben yomo. O shedochu tavlin b'modor shel bosor. They use a mortar and pestle, right? And they can't imagine using a mortar pestle for fragmenting meat. It's not used for that kind of thing. A mortar and pestle is used for something that is dry and hard, like I want to crush pepper, right? Peppercorns to make pepper, right? But here it says if they did the medor chorif kasha bishlu dvorim charefim bekli shel boso afilu ena ben yomo oshadochu tavlin b'modo shel boso, right? Im nosto becholov, osar afilu b'di'evet. Ad ikas samach neged habosol habaluah behem. Now, what's that case? Here, watch. See how this. You have to keep your physical constants. I told you this is the key to understanding these sugyas. Moving from Olu to Bishlu, I changed what? I changed how much tam goes out into the fish. Right? if I go deal, I deal here with an Eino Ben Yomo, even an Eino Ben Yomo, and there was used no good example. It's not sold. It has to be double chorif, which would be the spices that Sfaradim like, right? There where it's hard for a non-Sfaradi to swallow it because it's too strong. They've learned to eat food that is far more spicy than our food. Anyone understand biologically why? Very important reason.
What's the question?
They're from hotter climates.
Huh?
They're from the hotter climates, so in order to sweat, they eat the davar harif, and that cools them down.
What's the question here?
No. I've heard that explanation. It's not true.
No. Why do
hot peppers
grow?
Biologically true. Why were you... Okay. All these countries that have heavy spicing are all poverty-stricken countries. South America, right? Yeah, if you have poverty-stricken diet, it's low in protein and low in fat and high in carbohydrate. Right? If you eat pita as your main food, or what is it? What the Spanish eat
tortillas.
How do you swallow it? If you put a lot of spice on it, you salivate, and that enables you to eat better. That's the reason. You find that throughout the world, the more deficient they are in food, they rely almost completely on carbohydrates. Yeah. The jungle people rely on cassava root, a potato-like root, right, as the main food. And so therefore, he says, if there's a double chorif in the klish of boso, then what? Then more of it comes out. In other words, its effect, so it's still only tam. There's no ban here. But because I cooked a highly spiced something in that pot, the belia was of the highly spiced thing. That belia, when it comes out, has a greater effect. It's still, not talk about you have a tambo, so that's another shayla we'll talk about soon. What do I have? I have not ba not, I think it's only theoretical, but it will soon have it. What do you have? Not where you can taste the. You people know, there, onions. You can go ahead and use a pot in which you fried onions and you washed it. And there's nothing but n on the surface, but if you go ahead and put water into it, right, you can take a taste of onions, right?
Or asparagus.
Yeah, I mean, the reason you detect the taste is because you didn't wash it well. Okay. Washing well, take off the be'en, not so easy. Baruch Hashem, they include, it's not visible, not discernible, you assume it's only tam. But again, if you took, I don't know how it is nowadays anymore, because everything is disposable, including students, right? In chemistry, when you took chemistry, you had to wash your glassware, and you did quantitative chemistry, you had to wash the glassware as a ritual. Which it was, you soaked it in potassium dichromate overnight, and then you did 7 washings. It had to be rinsed 7 times. That was the Kabbalah. I asked one of the students in my biology class, says, yeah, they said that once or twice they had an experiment where they had to do that. Yeah. But otherwise, nowadays, use a dish, no one washes a dish at all. A beaker or something, you throw it away. It's all disposables. Again, look at the Chiddush. So first of all, we just took away your biggest kulid, namely that the Eino Ben Yomo doesn't present any problems. Not true. If the Eino Ben Yomo was the result of a Chorif that was cooked in it, then you have to treat it like a Ben Yomo.
Why is the time that comes out not just the time of Chorif and not the time of Nisan?
Again?
Why is the time not time Chorif? And why are we assuming the time Isser comes out as well?
Why do you assume that it...
The time Cholav comes out as well.
Time Chorif you're talking about? Or time
The time Basar...
Right.
We must assume the time Basar comes out with the time Chorif.
Again, you're doing something which is halachically not acceptable. What you did is you took a piece of meat that has seasoned with pepper, right, and you separated the pepper from the meat. No, when you season a piece of meat with pepper, then the meat is a pepper steak. You're 100% right. If it should be evaluated that way. The pepper didn't make the steak into a pepper steak. It made a steak with pepper. The pepper wasn't fleshic, right? Therefore, you should... But that's not how the halacha looks at it. Okay? Mm-hmm. With us, this is why I need to... All shaylas halacha l'maisa. Okay, so again...
I thought it means that instead of dogim now, you have a davar charif instead of dogim.
Which
that
one?
That the charif comes afterwards. The charif is the second thing that comes.
Yeah, you didn't cook black pepper in a pot. It means you prepared a dish.
The previous cooking was a highly seasoned food,
we'll see what chorif salt they don't like to call chorif. Okay, in a minute. ומכל מקום, לא מקרה מחל דוב החורף, משום מה טבלן שבו, רק אם כולו הוא דוב החורף, ורובו ככולו, עין לאל סימצריק. The examples that they give, they largely involve vegetables that are considered to be chorif, like radish and so on. Tzadik Vov is Machal Chorev Shenechta B'Sakhan Shal Boso. Right? What they list is largely Tznon, Silka, right? Garlic, of course, whole garlic, Shumin, of course. Both of these, the Chorif and the Duchu, the Duchu, you have to, I told you that already the other day, that in Halacha, pressure and heat are equated. So, in a mortar, it's sonon. I mean, why should it be a shayla in a mortar? The answer is that pressure, right, is equated with heat, which is laws of physics correct, right? Yeah. Whether it's correct in its application here is hard to see, right? It's one thing You tell me I put up something 100 atmospheres pressure. Another thing, whether the pressure that a person puts on a thing by hitting it in a pestle, hitting with a pestle, I don't know. Okay?
Charif, should we think of things like pepper dafka? And I mentioned sukkah. Now, beets are not... You don't salivate excessively. That's not a sharp thing, but does a charif mean that it's persistent? That it
it's known. I understand.
Yeah.
Listen, all my years, I've learned that their silka is not like our silka. In other words, we have their sugar beets that we're familiar with. Yeah. The beets that they sell us are sugar beets, from which in some countries they make sugar from. It. Obviously, there are non-sugar beets, which may be closer to the Dava Chorif in there. But the fact that Silka is always listed along with Snow and Silka as Dava Chorif, so you just have to accept them that it is. That's our beets are certainly not Dava Chorif. Okay. But we use the sugar beet. I know there are many varieties of beets, and the sugar beet is only one variety. There must have been others.
You don't make borscht from those?
Huh?
The beets used for making borscht are sugar beets?
No, our sugar beet for borscht, but the borscht that you're familiar with from your youth is fermented borscht. That's why it has a sharpness to it.
No.
But the borscht that they sell in jars, that's beets and water. That's not Dava Chorif. You remember, they sell chayin in America, right, all over, where it says, right, on their label, beets and horseradish. We've been looking for a company that sells horseradish and beets. But they sell beets and horseradish, right, because beets are cheaper, and it's an adequate condiment on there, but it doesn't have much strength to it. Horseradish alone is, as you know from Pesach time, if you use moro, it's a difficult thing to eat. You have to prepare it properly to be able to swallow it.
It loses power over time, though.
I'm sorry?
It loses power over time by second Seder night.
Power what?
It loses its power over time. By like second Seder night, it's pretty weak.
But that's one of the problems with it. I tell you a quick secret, which no one knows. No, I don't understand the physics of it either. You put chayin from the first night in a jar, a screw jar. By morning, it's lost much of the strength. Take the same jar and put, before you close the cover, put a plastic bag, fold it up, crumple the plastic bag and put it up against the horseradish and then close the jar. You'll not lose a drop of the strength. Don't fully understand why it loses the strength. Obviously, it's a better seal. I put on the plastic bag, and then I seal it better. But these jars are choshev jars. You screw them down. It should be adequate. No, it's not adequate. Whatever pungency there is in these oils, obviously, are very volatile. Okay, let's see if we can get another few minutes here. That's it now. So what do we have now? What have we covered so far, really? And we'll do the shach on this one. I told you, I don't trust you anymore. You have to start doing the shach and the toisus. In fact, no one asked any kash on the toisus in Gerarosh. It means that you're not been doing him. Okay. What do we have here? We already basically olu. The Gemara Olu Bekora, number two, Bishul Bekedera, right? Then you have Dava Chorif, right? The three so-called sugis, so far Isabetta, right? And now you have the fourth, and in our lives, the most significant Halacha L'maaseh issue. That is, Ka'oro Shaboso Shahutru Beyoro Cholevis. Let's see if... No, it's a single summer, you must remember. Remember, once upon a time, people had one sink and one stove. nowadays, right, Milvik, Pesach, there, and many, a Pesach, now in Muncie, very common, have a Pesach in a kitchen, a whole kitchen on the basement level, right, where she starts cooking for Pesach, right after Purim, they start making stuff, and so, build everything all in one. So we had a sink. How do you wash your dishes in the sink? What's the sink? Whether the sink is porcelain or stainless steel, right? Stainless steel like in Kasha, porcelain, in the Tshuva, in the Eagles, we discuss the position of porcelain, the doubtful position of porcelain, whether it's intermediary between glass and a dovo that's shai chagola. So can you use the same sink to wash? Nowadays people became wasteful. They turn on the faucet and they wash the dishes. It never was that way. When I was growing up in my own home also, there they used a dishpan. The dirty dishes went into a dishpan. Right, you put in water, you let it soak a little bit, right? Then you washed each, you soaked each dish, right? And then you rinse them off. Nowadays, okay, they hold under the faucet, so we don't have a kli. What about that kli, that dishpan? Do you use a milchik dishpan, fleshik dishpan, yeah. Right? If people don't use a dishpan, they stop at the sink, and they use the sink itself as a container, right? Sink could be treif. We don't know much how to make it treif. Once upon a time, they worry about the soap being treif. Nowadays, there's no treif detergent.
My wife found some by accident.
With the what?
Non-kosher dish detergent.
No, how?
She went to an off-brand store.
Yeah.
And it was like a dollar or less kind of a store. So she bought some and then asked me, wait a second, I don't see a hashgacha on here.
Yeah, well, oh, no hashgacha. Okay. So let me tell you, your wife was right or you were wrong.
Yeah.
If you think detergent needs hashgacha,
then
next time she just serve you on your steak a little detergent. It'll help it go down easier, right? And you'll see whether you're prepared to eat or not. You'll see in the tshuva, the shvel throws in the dishwasher shailas, the fact that you throw in the detergent right, before... Right, the machine is turned on, that modifies the whole shaila. Now you already deal with Tom Pogel. Yes. Even if there's Ben, you're dealing with Tom Pogel. Okay. So we know. Yeah, I think if you call the OU, there'll be moda that dish detergents don't need the OU. Right, they strongly recommend that you buy only the OU because they like the income that comes from these companies that know, but you know that it sells. Well, I think salesmanship has nothing to do with halacha. The OU on the bottles of water that they sell over here. Yeah, I was at the AOJS conference in Shabbos Nachamu, and they gave out bottles of water to the guests coming in. Yeah. Three hashgachas on the bottles of water. Three hashgachas on the bottles of water. I have it in the car. Remind me, I'll bring it in. Three hashgachas. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's say gimel. Catch a gimel. Koro shoboso shehutru biyore cholebes. Okay. Now you got it. I'm using a big pot, a milchige pot, and I'm using it as my dishpan to wash fleshke dishes. And I use hot water, shayat soledes bo. Afilu shnehem b'nei yoma, the milchige and the fleshke container, dishpan and the milchige dishes are all b'nei yoma. Mutur, mishum dahavale nosintamba nosintam. And no satam, since it's bosar and cholov. Don't jump to Isur v'heter. Let me orient your thinking to the aloha l'maisa shailas that once dominated right, a Rav's life. You moved into a new apartment. The apartment, it was new for you. The dishwasher is old for them. And the guy who lived there before was a goy. Can you use the dishwasher? Big shyness. Comes Pesach. Most people don't have Pesach dishwashers. Can you use a Chomasi dishwasher? How do you kasher a dishwasher? That's all in this sugya. So that's why I gave you the references there. Okay, look inside. What kind of a shayla was that one? I have clean milchige dishes. I have a clean fleshige pot. Can I wash the clean milchige dishes in a clean fleshige pot? That's what he's telling you. You have boili shor yeshum shum dovek behen. So what then? Well, why are they washing the dishes? Why are they washing the dishes? The answer is, even not dovek behem, they're still considered to be in need of washing. Possibly because only someone ate from them. Therefore, saliva, etc., people are not happy to eat from a dish that someone else finished eating, even though he wiped it clean. They want to wash it. If you're shuman dovek behem, then you have the classic requirement for shishim. So she b'mayim samach k'neged mamosh shuman shal pi hakora. And again, we'll discuss how you can measure that thing. But that's all theoretical, of course. One more minute we have.
Underline that one for you. I might have underlined it. No, did I? What a powerful language here. Yeah. Look on the third page. I didn't number the pages, but they're in just said I lost some of the pagination on top because I blew it up for you. Masha Kosav Haramor Simon Sadik Hey Siv Gimel. That's where we're up to, right? Strange line. That's it. Yeah, you saw that language? It's underlined. Simon, one says, on the page it has Simon Yud Aleph on the bottom. Simon Yud Aleph on the bottom. And the second column is the Simon Yud Aleph.
Oh, I see. The fourth page.
Okay. That's it. Sure doesn't always use such tough language, especially against the Ramah. This is what the Ramah says poshut she'ein okay. Not okay. Watch it rather quickly. Let's see if it finishes Ramah. Yesh osam afilo ein shum and dog behen, right? Only elam kein echad men akelim ein of neyoman biblias klirisho oz kol akelim utolin. Now, Bahamayim, you wash the dishes, now I have dishwater, right? In the dishwater, what? What is it? I have milchik and freshik. Bahamayim, nogim am Yisrael hachatchila, avol im shneim b'nei yomen, v'idich osam b'yachah b'kli rishon, hakol osu. Right? Good. V'ochen nogim, b'im l'shanos. Why? It's still not banat. Okay, what happened to not banat here? Even shnei b'nei yomen, it's still not banat. דווקא שהותרו ביחד בכלי ראשון, הותרו זה החזה, או בכלי שני, אפילו ביחד הכל שורי, right? That's all he talking about using, right? יצא, כלי ראשון water. ומאירו מכלי ראשון של בוסר על כלי חולוב, דינו ככלי ראשון, ואוסר עם הוי בן יומו. אבל למאירו מים רוסחין שאינו של בוסר ולא של חולוב, על כלים של בוסר ושל חולוב ביחד, like in a dishwasher, I put in milk and flaking in the same dishwasher, and then I turn on the water, and assuming it says irui what mayim roschin that comes out as boiling water, vafilu shuman dovik ben hakol shori, then iru kli rishon mamesh sheyaseh shakelet shemar lehem yivlu zemizeh. So that's, we'll stop here. We'll just raise this issue: what is a dishwasher? Is it a kli rishon or is it iru kli rishon? And here, you need your technology. There are some dishwashers that heat their own water. Many dishwashers do now. In other words, because the water in your water boiler, if you have any seichel, you make sure that the temperature isn't so hot that, God forbid, you can scald yourself by turning on the shower. It happens, unfortunately, to older people. They'll even fall in the shower there and can't get out there with the hot water. So you make sure that the water that comes out, hot, so-called, is still not dangerous water. But that's not adequate for sanitation. It's not adequate. It's adequate for washing your skin, not for washing your dishes. So many dishwashers take the water that comes in at about 140 and they raise it to 180. That's boiling. Boiling is 212. That's aloche. Aloche, you just yatzoledes. That's yatzoledes of choladegas. Okay, you got the picture. It's a very interesting sugi. Okay, let's stop here. Go back and get my.